You're listening to a Pave Media show.
Visit pavemedia.net for more podcasts and video entertainment.
Welcome, Bat fans, to another exciting episode of Batman vs. the World.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Batman vs. the World, the podcast where each week we have Batman go up against another character from popular culture and we see how and if he would win. My name, as always, is Dante, and with me is the adeptly affluent Alex.
Emperor Palpatine, not sure how I feel about him being back.
That is the news of the week.
Sorry, that was my attempt at a catchphrase.
Very good. It's very modern. You gotta keep with the times, you know? You gotta update the catchphrases, you know, keep them going. And if you couldn't hear, ladies and gentlemen, there's an additional, a third laugh in this recording here. That's because the glamorously gorgeous Garrett is with us.
In-game spoilers are online. That's my catchphrase.
Thank you.
That's good. Imagine if these were the ones that stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are like, why isn't he using his catchphrase about the in-game spoilers?
And it's like 3 years down the line.
Yeah.
Exactly. After every single person on the planet has seen that movie like 3 times.
Yeah, right. And after every single person on the planet has died from climate change.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. So guys, welcome. Garrett, welcome to the show. What do you think so far?
Yes, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks I'm excited to be a part of this video game edition.
Yeah, yeah. So if listeners don't remember from last week or you didn't listen, shame on you. This week is Kirby versus Batman, or Batman versus Kirby.
Yep.
And Garrett has come to defend Kirby's honor.
I'm gonna try.
And Garrett, I think you're gonna have a hard battle with you because I know practically nothing about Kirby besides maybe playing as him once in a Smash game and playing against him many times and then looking up a Kirby Wiki article right before we recorded.
Right. So he's classically a go-to for, I think people just see Kirby and they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna play as this pink puffball, I know Kirby, I'll play him. So like he's very accessible to most like Smash players and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the people that get really good with him, it's crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. Like in the original Smash Brothers, he's like S tier, he's like a god in that game. Like, it's so, like him and Pikachu are like the best in the game.
So is that what he's from? Because I'm glad that Dante kind of came in with just admitting to knowing nothing about Kirby, because my first reaction, I was like, it's Batman versus Kirby, and I was like, what the hell is a Kirby?
No, so he has his own series of
like 2D
and
right?
yeah 2D, and there's one like 2.5D, which is, it's kind of almost isometric looking for the 64, but yeah, 2D platformers where he goes from left to right and beats enemies. It's for kids.
Basically Mario game, but for Kirby, right?
Right. Yeah. It's actually Masahiro Sakurai, the guy who created Super Smash Brothers. This was his first like character, his first baby, his first game.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he was originally created as a placeholder when Sakurai was just 19 years old.
Oh wow.
I literally have the Wikipedia in front of me. Sorry.
I was about to say, you know more than you let on.
I don't know what a Kirby is,
but I know that.
I don't know what a Kirby is, but I know he was created when his by his creator at the age of 18.
So yeah, he's in a ton of games though. Like he in Smash or not. So he's in 5 Smash Brothers. Is that how many there are now? Yeah,
I don't know.
Five Smash
Brothers. I've played
Brothers.
Two of them, so.
Yeah, there's 5 Smash three. Brothers, and then there's like, I don't even know. There's like a good, I don't know, 30 Kirby games. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah, boy, yeah. Howdy. Yeah. We'll get to kind of what we're talking as far as power levels for Kirby in a second. But before we do that, guys, as always, we do a poll. It's kind of our thing. And this week we did a poll and I want you guys to guess the percentages of Batman versus Kirby.
I feel it's overwhelmingly Batman. I don't know what the percentages are. I didn't check.
Well, that's good, because this is a guessing game, so you'd be cheating. What do you think, Alex?
What do I think?
What do I think?
Can I say Batman won this one?
Okay.
I mean, I know he didn't, because he never wins the ones where he makes sense for him to win.
All right, and as you have to give us a percentage because this is kind of your thing, so.
All right, my percentage, Batman won it 54 to, I was gonna say 54 to 64. That doesn't add up. 54 to whatever the other one. 46.
There you go. All right. Well, guys, Batman won.
Oh, yep, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Good.
Batman did win.
He won 60 to 40.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Alex.
This is the closest I've ever been to right, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
Man,
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Feels good. That feels good.
Are you high on this victory?
out of how many votes? Just as curious.
Well, it's only like 5 votes, so that's why it's kind of close.
All right, but I'm not gonna take the L just yet. No, I'm not.
But yeah, so guys, we should probably, given that Batman won. Now that we've moved past the vote, we should probably decide what Kirby we're talking about. we usually say prime version of whatever character, because our Batman is in his prime. He's kind of like an amalgamation of all the best parts of Batman.
Sure.
But this is a weird situation because Kirby gets a lot of like weird power-ups and stuff, so it's kind of like, what do we give him? Because it still has to be base Kirby. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I would probably just give him the abilities that he, in my head, it'd just be like the abilities that are, you know, main series abilities, you know, like
the ones he always has.
Right, not the, because like there's certain things that he gets where you get a power up and he turns like to supernova or whatever like that, but that's not his ability. That is something that something else unlocks in him, right? So I don't think that's quite fair to use. Whereas, you know, you guys have limited Batman to his, you know, day-to-day gadgets and his day-to-day vehicles and stuff like that. He's not, I'm assuming.
Because like, our Bruce has a week's prep time, so he does have time to kind of put something together. But it seems like we tend not to go down the route of, he just builds an anti-Kirby gun and, you know,
something like that.
It's got to be kind of within the bounds of like regular, I don't know, there's a noun here somewhere, regular Batman, there we go.
So I kind of pride myself in the fact that I feel like I could make up any reason that Kirby could escape Batman, you know what I mean? Which I think is the idea of the show. which you guys are just on the opposite end. Like, why don't you guys explain to me how you think Batman will beat Kirby?
Okay. Dante, do you want to field this one?
Not really. I was going to field it to you.
okay, first thoughts on Kirby. As I said, I don't think I had any knowledge of Kirby. I think I had maybe seen a picture of him before, and he's kind of cute.
He's adorable.
Is he a he, Kirby?
Yeah,
I believe. Well, so Kirby, I believe, is also a species.
Well, see, I was on
the Kirby.
Wait a minute, is Batman going up against a whole species? Is this our first Batman has to do a genocide episode?
we're fighting the Superman of the Kirby race. The Kirby that has landed on Earth.
All right.
on the Kirby wiki, it says that their species has never been like decided, and they're often called Puffs. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Sometimes it might be called the race of Kirbys. I don't know. That's what I read. So, I mean,
yeah.
Take it with a grain of salt, probably.
Yeah,
so Kirby could either be Kirby or a Kirby.
But it's still just the one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's manageable. So, I mean, obviously, he's going to perceive Bruce as a threat, and Bruce is going to have to neutralize him. But from the immense amount of research I've done, and not from reading the Wikipedia page in front of me, it seems like Kirby's the kind of guy you don't necessarily want to make angry. Also, I feel like he's liable to try and eat Batman, and then he'll gain his powers.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of his go-to move.
That's his go-to. That's stressful.
Yeah,
imagine fighting anyone where their go-to move is eat you and consume your powers.
Right. Exactly. And that's the problem. Is even if he doesn't swallow Batman, he is now his ability to inhale copies whoever he inhales his ability. So now Kirby is aware of what Batman is capable of.
I see.
Does that make sense?
So when he copies those abilities, he gets all of them.
So in the Smash Brothers games, he only gets one because it's a fighting game and you can only do that, right?
But yeah. But like canonically, he's going to get all of them.
Canonically in his games, he'll most of his enemies are elemental based, so he gets a power to absorb one of those elements. But assuming that, you know, Batman's not an elemental power, that's a good question.
I always thought of it as he assumes like the most powerful aspect of whatever he copies.
Right, so he inhales Captain Falcon, he gets the Falcon Punch in Smash Brothers. So
if he inhales Batman, does he just get like massive amounts of brooding? Like
his parents die.
Instantly Kirby's like, no!
That would be hilarious. He swallows him and Batman. Immediately he knows that his parents just drop dead.
He inhales Batman and Kirby goes, "Why did you say that name?"
That's how you beat Kirby. If you're Batman and if you know that's what's gonna happen, you just let Kirby swallow you and then his parents die and he's all sad. Then you have a depressed Kirby.
But then the problem is, do you also have a super motivated Kirby? Is Kirby gonna come out of this? Because if you know, in theory, a good way to stop Batman is to just make his parents be alive. Is Kirby gonna get sad and stop? Or is Kirby's parents dying gonna, you know, is that gonna imbue him with all the rage of a Bruce Wayne?
Of Batman. So if he did inhale Batman with the knowledge of his parents dying, is he gaining that also the attitude of Batman with that? Or is it just the death of his parents that he's getting?
Well, I don't know. I think it's dependent on whether... I love that we've accepted that his parents are dying if he swallows Batman. I'm so happy that that's where this is gone.
But also... Okay, so Kirby is the only Kirby in the Kirby universe. Like, as we discussed, we are like, we don't know what his species is. He's just there as Kirby. So in his mind,
yeah, he might have already killed his parents. You're right.
Right, his parents could all.
He's already swallowed his parents. He's like, his dad's like, "Son, it's time. It's time for you to learn what I have learned."
This is just something that their species does: is they have to swallow their father and then move on.
His dad's like, "I have accepted my fate. It is now time for me to pass my wisdom on to you." And their species does that by swallowing.
And then he just inhales it. Yeah. As he did to his parents. It could be exactly like Superman is, where it's like, you know, Krypton's dead, but that doesn't bring Superman down. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
What happens to Batman when he gets swallowed? Because he doesn't spit him back out, does he?
They classically turn into stars and then just sparkle and then they're gone.
Nice. Yep. So maybe Batman doesn't want to get swallowed.
Batman doesn't want to get swallowed, for sure.
Right, so that's got to be like, and presumably, it wouldn't count as a win for Batman. The ability. If Kirby swallows,
Bruce, it probably would not. It would not count as a win for Batman if he does end up sending Kirby running sad, but ends up also as a star. Like,
Kirby
that's
would,
not a
Kirby
win.
Would be emotionally distraught, but he would not be dead.
Yeah,
so. Right. Yeah, so that's a draw. That's not a winning strategy. So we can put that one in a box.
It's a good one, though. It was clever. I didn't think of the death of Kirby's parents. So,
I'm very upset now because we don't really know how they reproduce. Like, cause I'm imagining that maybe, like, when one of them like gets pregnant, they just like open their mouth and there's a little Kirby there. Like, I don't know. It's just strange.
I don't know. I like this. I like this age of maturity. They eat their father. I'm a big fan.
And, big fan. Actually, Kirby himself, the Kirby we all know and love, is like canonically still a baby. He's still a child. So there's not. We haven't actually seen him grow, and you can't use that in this because that's not fair. I can't be like, oh, he hasn't reached his full potential. You know,
Yeah, we're fighting the pop culture Kirby and pop culture Kirby.
Right, I can't use that in an argument. But So maybe he hasn't killed his parents yet, and the death of his parents would have been a more
he has no wisdom. Devastating. He has no wisdom yet, and that's why he's fighting Batman.
Yeah, okay, right. But then let's get into that then. So what's this Kirby's personality? What's he like? Is he is he an indomitable will? Is he determined? Is he possibly psychopathic? Is he looking forward to consuming his father?
So Kirby is like classically, and there's a whole video online, you can look it up. There's a Kirby that he's basically chaotic neutral. He basically just does what he wants. Does that make sense? Like, and
so he is a child.
Yeah, his whole objective in life is just to eat. Like, he's classically just cooking and stealing food. That is what he does. If you take the food from him,
this is a horrifying character.
Yeah, yeah. You should watch his anime. It's hilarious.
So you say that his whole existence is based around food, and my immediate thought is, well, let's just trap him in like a glass dome and just make sure that he can't eat anything.
He's a black hole, though. I mean, surely he can just...
He's basically a black hole.
He's a black hole. What's to stop him just, like, eating his way out of the dome and gaining all the powers of a glass dome?
Well, because I was looking this up, and I don't... I'm going to refer to Garrett on this one, but according to the wiki article, the size of the things that he can consume varies, depending on his power level and, like, what abilities you have and stuff.
Yes, that is very true. There's a certain ability at one point where he is, it's called like hypernova or something like that.
Yeah, it's and that one, yeah.
He can basically inhale, I mean, pretty much, I mean, whatever he's looking at. If it's in the way, it's gonna inhale.
Yeah, I think they said that he's able to inhale like trees that are like three times his size or something like that.
Yeah.
But he is small, and even if he has that, even if he has that, I feel like he doesn't have the ability to swallow a giant glass, like, ball that he's stuck in or something.
See, that's assuming he was able to be caught in it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the issue. But I'm just trying to figure out... I think what I'm trying to do is figure out the end point so I can figure out a way to get there.
Right. I think, honestly, the easiest way Batman could do it, and this is... I mean... I think it's to befriend Kirby and have him let his guard down. Like, Batman should not take Kirby as a threat one-on-one. Like, there needs to be a long-winded, like, calm down period and trust period before he's like, okay, this guy's a threat, I need to lock him up. That's basically, okay, in my opinion, like, the way he'd do it.
So Bruce is going to approach this like, oh, I'll just calm him down. Right. I'll treat him like a good pet. Or like a Pokemon. Uh-huh. I'll treat him like a Pokemon. Bruce is like, sure. I'll treat him, I'll train him, I'm going to make him sort of like me, I'm going to calm him down, I'm going to kind of develop him in the right direction. And then, well, after a given period of time, he realizes that Kirby just will never stop consuming. And he's like,
right,
I've got to imprison this guy.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, because I was going to say, approaching this as Batman would a Robin is actually a really good idea.
That actually makes sense.
Because Kirby is kind of in the same position that a lot of the Robin... He just ate his father. Like,
yeah.
He is distraught.
He's a reckless child who's just wants what he wants. And if Batman would
Bruce Wayne cracking his knuckles,
wanted,
my time to right. shine.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne cracking his knuckles isn't going to get him anywhere with Kirby, I don't think.
Well, it's not a threat, but it's more like he's like, oh, good, you know. A troubled kid, parents are dead, doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah, but I think I honestly think that is actually a really good idea, like approaching the, and I want to console the listeners that we're not getting on a trend of doing this with enemies, because we've done this like two or three times now where we've befriended the enemy. But I honestly think that is a smart move with Kirby, because he is a child, and like thinking about it that way, just be like, hey, kid, you want to be a superhero? Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, like, it's... So the capturing him is a way to do it. Because I don't know what Kirby... How his inhale would work in an enclosed space like that. Because ultimately...
Yeah, because it might just create space inside the
I'm scared that he would somehow kill himself being captured.
But this question surely turns on what happens when Kirby inhales something. So what we know so far, Kirby inhales something, gains its power, that thing comes out into a star, twinkles, and is gone forever. So that implies there's some sort of super high pressure within him that turns these things into some sort of super dense neutron star type thing.
Yeah, he births a star after he does this. So it's basically he can discard that ability that he has copied. So if he, say, Batman was fighting Kirby and Kirby sucked in a water hydrant, that water hydrant would be give the Kirby that ability for a water gun or whatever it may be. However, Kirby's digestive tract interprets that. And then he can effectively discard that ability. And then that's when it turns into the star. There is a game called Kirby and the Crystal Shards, the first game where you could actually combine abilities, which is super cool because Kirby can actually – it comes out in like this – I don't know, spiky ball with colors reflecting the elemental power that that item has, and he lobs that that spiky ball, whatever it may be, like a, I don't know, a kidney stone or whatever, and he lobs it at another object, and then those two objects become one of the combined elements.
God.
Does that make sense?
Oh God, this is
kind of,
my head is in my hands right now. This is horrifying.
So, like, say Batman threw a batarang, and Kirby, like, I don't know, already had a flame ability inside of him from sucking up a, I don't know, a, just a fire that had happened during the wreckage.
During the conflict.
He would have, like, a flaming batarang ability. So there's, it's hard for Batman to use weapons against this character that he couldn't use against Batman.
Even worse, Kirby sucks up a bystander, can spit people at Batman, could presumably turn Batman into those people, or some sort of weird genetic mix. What's the limit of his powers?
Oh,
is there an upper limit?
God.
There needs to be an upper limit.
I've never seen... Well, okay, so he doesn't have the combining ability in Super Smash Bros. Because there's a limit to the game, right? You can't... That'd be... too hard to program.
yeah, this happens with fighting games often, doesn't it? They have to kind of level the characters out to some degree.
Right, exactly. But in that game, he sucks in people all the time, and it's not just those elemental enemies that he normally has. So he sucks up Mario, he gets his fireball. He sucks up Fox, and he gets his ray gun.
He also spits him out, though. Like, that doesn't it isn't an automatic kill in that game. Like, he spits
that's
him back out
too.
After he's got their power or whatever.
Because, it's a fighting game, and the fight doesn't end, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there an example where Kirby... Like, does he have a finishing move or just a little animation? Because if he's shown doing it once, if he's shown being able to suck in someone and they don't come out once... That means he can do it.
So we have to assume he can always
do it. Can't
do it.
Yeah.
So he has a couple ultra, what are they called? Final smashes in Super Smash Brothers. If that's what you mean, like ultimate move, I guess this would be
the best
way to describe it. He has one that's just called Cook. And basically what it does is, here, I'll just read it to you. I'll pull it up. Okay. It works in exactly the same way as it does in the Kirby series, blah, blah, blah. Kirby puts on a chef's hat and rings a frying pan. Enemies and items. Enemies and items within range. And this says, and any Pokemon or characters from assist trophies. So just his surroundings. Characters, items, anything around him are sucked into a pot and cooked. Period. After adding salt, sugar, pepper, etc. into the pot, the opponents are thrown upwards out of the pot as random items. Itemins. I said it again.
It's because you're
what
already
is wrong
thinking
with
like Kirby. You're just seeing things and you're like,
eat it. Fly out with him. So basically he cooks people. That's his one final smash. Another
does
one's just called
them?
Ultra Sword. Yeah. I mean, in the Kirby series, I'm assuming he does. In the Smash Brothers, you can't actually do that. Let's see. Cook pot. All enemies projectiles are defeated. Mid bosses are on screen. Are sucked into Kirby's arm. Blah 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 blah. The transformed into food. Kirby can use to replenish his health.
Okay, that That's how it's
so Kirby can eat people. And it's not cannibalism because he's an animan, an alien.
He's an itemin.
I feel like transformed into food is such a euphemism there as well. Like, anything's food if you eat it.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. He transformed. But I feel like this is like the equivalent of taking a human arm and turning it into a hamburger.
Well, Batman. He like turns it into mincemeat, then he kneads it out.
Exactly. Yeah, but he takes the fingers and somehow makes them bread. Like, he's making the whole thing original.
The thing is, it all goes into one pot hole. So he's just boiling things. Like,
he's just like a big old stew.
Yes, Kirby's favorite, boiled Gothamite.
He doesn't have a recipe. He's just like, throw it in there.
It's like that thing where it's like, if you fry anything, it's good. Like, that's Kirby's motto. Like, just boil anything. It's all right. It's all good.
Oh, man. So he eats anything. Like, I'm sorry, Bruce can't befriend this one. He's got to stop him because, like...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God. I'm reading now that different enemies that he cooks turn into different actual food.
Oh, no.
So there's a character named a Blade Knight, and if he cooks a Blade Knight, he transforms into a green pepper. who knows what Batman would turn into? I want to know, though.
Bruce has to stop him.
He really does.
Okay, all right. So this is why. This right here is why people always claim that Kirby is the most powerful person in the Nintendoverse.
it's kind of true. He has a star that he flies around on that goes the speed of light through the universe. Like, he's been seen. Yeah, he rides on a giant bright like yellow star that he just stands on like a surfboard and flies through space.
He's the Silver Surfer, but he can eat anything.
He's Galactus, but Galactus is his own herald. That's what.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Listen. Batman has to stop him. You're right. But he has to befriend him. Because Batman's approach to any apocalypse situation in which you cannot fight it is to befriend it.
But do we know that he can't fight it? Like, we know that Kirby has all these potentially incredibly destructive powers. What happens if you punch him? Let's start simple.
Well, he's classically very soft.
Yeah, and very fluffy.
Right. So
it'd be like punching a pillow. Yeah, there you go.
He can actually, like, if he is flattened, he can pull himself back into shape.
Yeah, like, he's like all those classic Saturday morning cartoon characters. He's like Tom the Cat. Like, you push him into any shape and he's fine.
Right, he just pops back in.
Which is not good, because Well, okay. Here's the thing. In Kirby's platformers... Like, in Kirby's platformers, he can die, right?
It's true. I mean, if there's no death, then there's no stakes to
play. Are there spikes you fall on that he gets popped on or something? Like, how does Kirby die?
He just runs into an enemy and then he loses a star, and after you lose six stars, you lose a life, and then
Batman just has to run into him six times.
Yeah, yeah. So if Kirby is to be teleported into Gotham, and as we normally do with a villain, and his immediate goal is to fight Batman, Batman is automatically one of Kirby's villains, which means that Batman can damage him, right?
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah.
So all Batman has to do is punch him real good.
Or no, because, I don't know, like, Kirby gets transported into Gotham. That doesn't change the way Batman works. It depends, like... If a regular human running into Kirby would hurt him, maybe we have a chance. But I think that the real horror of Kirby, as I understand it, is that he doesn't even know what he's doing is evil necessarily. He doesn't know
yeah,
he's going around Gotham bringing people into his big old stew and just boiling them up. He doesn't know what
he's
that
just like,
is.
I'm hungry. I want an egg sandwich. Come here,
cook,
human.
Cook. Food, food, food. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Also... Another wrench to kind of just bury. I don't know why I'm burying things with a wrench, but just to bury.
It's not very effective, I'm sure.
To bury the idea that Batman could befriend Kirby. Kirby doesn't talk very much. He's not I mean, it'd be hard. Like it would be difficult to communicate with him. It would be like talking to a baby, in many ways.
But like a
Kirby,
baby that...
how? Go ahead.
No, sorry, you go. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this.
So, Kirby's big enemy is King Dedede, who is like a massive, fat duck-looking guy with a sledgehammer, which Kirby also has access to a hammer as well. But a big, comically mass, big comically massive hammer. He also has a sword. Kirby also has a sword, but
why?
I don't know, but he can fly up into the air.
He doesn't need these things.
He flies up into the air and then slams it down on people. But
I love Alex's reaction. He's just like, he doesn't need these things.
I just liked him come away from the mic and then go, what? King Dedede.
It's because each new detail that gets added, I'm like, this can't get more insane.
I love that Alex's like barrier for insane at this point is a hammer.
Because he has so much else.
It's true. Okay, so
let me.
What
okay, so
is Dedede?
I don't know exactly what he is. He looks like a duck. He looks like a big fat duck. Okay,
that's so what it, but see what I think we need to determine. Is there any human-esque creature that deals damage to Kirby? And then if we can assume that that does deal some amount of damage, we could probably logically say that Batman could damage Kirby.
So yeah, I think once we establish... I mean, there are issues over the horizon that I'm not even sure we're getting to yet. Can Kirby be knocked out? Because Batman's not going to kill him. If his options are befriend him or kill him, I feel like Batman's just going to have to become Kirby's herald. And just go planet to planet with him and be like, everyone flee!
Run! It's Kirby! So there is a moment. So there's not really any humans that interact with Kirby outside of
the Smash
Brothers, the Smash games. And I don't know if we can take that in consideration. I don't know.
I don't think so because, well, all right. That would mean that we have to get into the lore of the Smash games, and that is friggin' weird. Like,
it's wacky.
There's a big old hand, and it's playing with toys.
There's a big metaphor.
It's a big old hand
that's
playing with toys,
me.
But then the toys are the characters, and it's
right.
Oh, my brain hurts.
So there is an episode in the Kirby anime called Kirby Right Back at Ya. That's what it's called. For the majority of the show, King Dedede, it's basically like Kirby's just roaming around and he doesn't care. And King Dedede's literally a king trying to rule something and he's trying to get rid of Kirby because Kirby is Kirby, right?
I'm starting to sympathize more and more with Kirby's bad guy. Kirby is not the hero of this story. He is an apocalypse machine that is eating everything.
He's a
king.
He's a force of nature. He's like
he can't be stopped. Is a king who's trying to defend his people and his kingdom. Like I'm on board for Mr. Duck King. Like please, Kirby is the menace here.
So he has. They've always been a rivalry, but in
it doesn't
so
sound
this is
like
in
a
the
very
Smash...
fair rivalry. That's like if I had a rivalry with the sun. Ultimately, I've just got to hope that it doesn't try and attack me.
Yeah. So in it's the story mode of Super Smash Brothers. He gets reunited with Kirby at the end of it because they get separated or whatever. And he tackles him in a hug because he's happy that Kirby is all right. So There is emotion between Kirby and other people. I don't know if Kirby reciprocates that, but King Dedede. So I don't know if there's. So it's like King Dedede
like
after all these years, after all these years of fighting him, he basically respects him somehow. There's also an episode where King Dedede actually thinks he's finally killed Kirby. And gone too far or whatever, and he cries because he's upset that Kirby's dead. But he's not dead because it's Kirby. But you know,
Okay.
So, like, I was just trying to say that Batman could potentially work in a relationship with him. Does that make sense? Why am I defending Batman? Like... That's not my job.
Well, I feel like that's true, but at the same time, a relationship where it's eternally... Batman does not need another him and Joker relationship, and that is what King Dedede and Kirby's relationship feels like.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, he's already got one of those.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like one is enough. One is too many.
One is too many. I don't know, man. Like...
He's like, you can be a Robin. I got tons of Robins. Some Robins probably die today. There's always room for a Robin. But I've only got joke.
Did we ever figure out if a human can hurt Kirby?
As far as I know, I haven't personally seen it other than in Smash Brothers, if you can count Mario as a human. But
I don't think we can.
There's all the Final Fantasy characters, but they're all magicked or whatever, aren't they?
Oh, like Cloud and stuff and the Fire Emblem characters. Yeah. Those are basically just swordsmen. Link is just a fairy, but I mean, he's a fairy, so I don't know what
that entails. Is he a fairy? Is that what he is? He's a Hylian.
Yeah.
And Hylians are like the humans of that world.
Is he?
Yeah, Link? he's a Hylian. Hylian, whatever, however you say it. Cassie's not here or else she would correct me.
There we go. Let me double check. This is not even depicted as a child, teenager, young Hylian race originated from
Hylian.
The fictional
there
land
you
of
go. Hylian. There he is.
Link often travels with Hylian. That doesn't say anything about like if that's human. He has the pointy ears like a fairy.
That's not fairy. That's elf. First of all, second of all, I said
Excuse
of that
me.
World.
Excuse me.
They're the closest thing to humans that world has.
Okay, fair.
Kirby again, my wife is not here.
Regardless.
Again, my wife is not here or else she would be correcting me because she knows everything about all of The Legend of Zelda. So,
that's a lot to know.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't know everything, but she's a big fan. But, alright, so are we definitively counting out the Smash games? Because if we do, I feel like we can't include the cook thing. I mean,
well,
Kirby's...
he does... It's actually more powerful in his particular games, and his games when he uses it actually turns enemies into food, whereas Smash Brothers it actually just cooks them and then they fly out.
None of this is boding well. I mean, it does seem like physical attacks can help, like they can at least hurt him.
Yeah, like because like I was gonna say, like he does come into physical fights with enemies in his games, and that is
right.
How he gets damage. So presumably he can just get damage. Like I guess it's a pillow that can bruise, I guess. Like
the worry is, like, even if he's like, if he's too easy to damage, because then Batman worries, like his worry must be coming up behind him, hitting him and just punching through him and just being like, oh my god,
or like him just dying on the spot. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I feel like at this point, that's a risk Batman's got to take, because he can't have an apocalypse machine just out and about if he can't fully trust
wreak
it.
Wreaking havoc. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, he's got to control Kirby's eating, or else he will consume the planet. You know?
Yeah. He's gotta, I mean, that's got to be the main thing, is control his eating. And that's part of my worry, is that, because I was thinking train him like basically like a dog or a Pokemon or something like that. Like, train him like that, and that's fine. But then dogs, and I assume Pokemon as well, you train them by giving them food, and I don't know, like each time you give
that's
him
true.
Food, you whisk him becoming more powerful.
Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, the longer he's on Earth, the more chances he's gonna find something that's gonna make him more powerful. So,
and yeah, and when he eats anything, because he can kind of eat anything whenever, like, because it's not the same as a dog where the dog has to go over and eat it. Like, he just sucks it up, you know? Like, and there's going to be a point where he's like, humans sound good. You know, like, just seems
true.
Like such
or,
a huge liability.
I don't know how much you guys get into the rest of the DC universe, but, like, say if Justice, or if Batman called in help, that's a bigger liability. Like, the more superpowered beings
are
around him, the more dangerous it is.
Exactly. Like, what if Kirby just swallows up Superman for a sec, or Shazam, or something?
Okay, it's over, dude. Like
so that's Bruce's plan. That is God mode.
Is Bruce's plan to just try and get Kirby off world then? Like, send him somewhere? Because I was gonna say, does he need to breathe? But he rides a star through the sky, so I guess not.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe Batman's best plan is to. I still like the glass ball idea because it limits Kirby's like contact with the rest of the world. So maybe he just needs to get him in that glass ball and shoot him off into space.
I was just gonna mention that. What if Batman just filled a rocket ship full of food and set it out in the middle of Gotham for him to get once he waddled in there, being the dumb Kirby he is, he's just like, yummy, and then just hit a button and shot him back out into space. I mean, it's not a final cure. It's not. Hey, Kirby won't show back up one day, but like, he's
off planet. That's fun to imagine. He's like, he's firing it off into space, and he's like, I've done my calculations, and Kirby shouldn't be anywhere near Earth again for another 100 years. And Superman's like, what are you gonna do in 100 years? And Bruce is like, I don't know, I'll be dead.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. You're right, it is global warming. You're right, it is global warming.
That's a similar approach.
Yeah, they're just like, I'll be dead.
Yeah, I think the best idea is to lure Kirby somewhere with food and put him in like a giant metal box. Something, you know, some kind of containment unit that has a giant jet on one side that just fires him into space, and Batman will like plot a course like so that hopefully he'll be going just in empty space for as long as possible.
And with enough food in it, Kirby might not even try to escape the rocket ship. Like, he'd probably just sit there and eat it for the rest of however long they live.
He might just be happy. How long do they live, though? Because that's a risk. I'm assuming that Kirby is some sort of an ageless eldritch abomination.
I imagine it's, like, dependent on how and if he eats. Like, what if he runs out of food? Like, is he just going to die?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know, because
what happens when Kirby doesn't eat?
They say he's a baby, so I don't know.
Is he just hungry because he's a baby, or because that's like a species thing? Nobody knows. Why don't you answer these questions?
Damn it, Nintendo! I don't know.
I mean, surely if he's been in that many games where all he does is eat, and in every single game he's shown eating or trying to cook food or thinking about, like, he doesn't seem to me like he's just gonna be like, that's enough food.
He's like, this is the final one, guys, and he eats one last pizza slice. We're done.
There's many of his games where it's like he's literally just trying to eat something and then an enemy takes it and that's the villain of the game.
He's a child.
Yeah, he just,
oh my gosh.
He holds a grudge when it comes to his food, dog.
Okay, so what Batman needs to do is get a space orb made out of, like, the strongest metal, you know, whatever, nth metal or something like that. Have Superman make it for him. I don't know. You know, before, he makes a big old trap circle thing. And then when Kirby appears, or before that, he loads it up with super high calorie count protein bars. Okay. Like, stuff that, like, Batman or Kirby's going to nibble on and be full, right?
Well, unless he just inhales it all in one sitting.
Well, then, I don't know, maybe he'll digest it over a millennium, who knows. I don't know, just load it with as much food as possible, but, like really contained food, so it's, like, high in protein or whatever. Load it with that, and then lure Kirby into it, and he's like, food, and he goes and gets it, and he close it, and you fire it off into space. And you're just like, hopefully that just never comes back. Maybe he could try to get it to, like, orbit some planet so that it never actually comes back.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Like, he just gives some random planet a new moon. It's just Kirby inside a metal ball.
Yeah, because also the risk of just shooting him into space in the DC universe is, like, you're gonna have, like, an entire sector of Green Lanterns just like, what is this and how do we stop it?
Villain discovering it and shooting it right back to Earth, you know, like,
what if Kirby just eats a Darkseid? Darkseid's like, what's this?
Oh my god. Well, at least he wouldn't be specifically looking
the universe,
to destroy.
The universe just ends right there.
Yeah.
He eats Darkseid and it's over. It's just all food now. He cooks the whole universe. Okay, so what if
that's right, so Batman's, that's even Batman's more dangerous.
Batman's contingency plans and everything. What if he gives the moon to whatever the Green Lantern planet is called, Ogo or something like that?
Yeah, he would. He might even. It might even be safer to put him around Earth's moon or an Earth's or you know Earth as a moon, because at least. People can keep an eye on it. Like
no, I say give it to the Green Lantern planet because it's sentient, so it's essentially having Kirby constantly swirl an entity that can keep an eye on it, cuz the planet's alive or whatever. Mogo is, I think it's Mogo.
Are you going to trust Mogo over your Superman?
Well, yeah, cuz it's the Green Lantern planet. The whole point of its existence is to be good. So
yeah, and I feel like Superman's, he's not going to care for a planet. I just feel like he's not going to care for a planet, is he?
Like Superman's got other things on his mind, whereas if you like got Kirby to orbit as a moon around Mogo. I think its name's Mogo.
Yeah, you're right.
Then you've just got a sentient being that just has this thing. It's like having a hat, you know? It's just it just is, you know? It becomes part of his regular existence, and he keeps an eye on it, and Batman's like, hey, Mogo, don't let this thing out. Could end the world. Even you. Okay? Cool. And yeah. He's good.
Yeah, and then, like, eventually, I guess, you know, there's also this scope for Kirby. You know, the Greenlands, there's a lot of them. There's the chance that they might have someone who's like, oh, I know what this is. I know how to deal with this, like...
species. Oh, yeah.
And then maybe we get a Green Lantern Kirby and someone does befriend him. But I just don't feel like... I feel like Bruce is going to want him off Earth, first of all.
Yeah.
Because Earth doesn't have any way to handle this. But if somehow a Green Lantern knows where Kirby's from and knows of the, like, species, like, oh, this is how you deal with these things. Cool. Not Batman's problem anymore.
So I guess this kind of answers the prison question as well, right? Because the prison at this point is just a nice comfy spaceship with some food, maybe some cookbooks, stuff like that.
And a this pot, is how you, so he can cook stuff.
Well, yeah, I was going to say maybe give him a fryer, like something other than a boil. This is how you cook things other than boiling.
Oh, give him a cookbook and he'll actually use actual resources and food and stuff as opposed to making other things into food.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly.
If he cared to
learn,
maybe I don't
just
know.
Give him some freeze-dried like fruits and be like, "This is how you make fruitcake. It's nasty."
Yeah,
there you go. Just you know,
just putting fruitcake on blast there. Just
I haven't had fruitcake in so long. I don't actually know, but like classically, it's like it's. I don't know if it is over in the UK, but like here, it's heralded as like the worst.
Yeah,
Christmas
people don't
thing
talk.
Ever.
People don't talk about fruitcake very fondly.
No, yeah, it's like it's the butt end of all of the Christmas jokes. Like it's always that. Anyway, so have we done it? I think we did it.
More or less.
I think that's the best way.
It's an imperfect solution, but I love to imagine Batman's kind of, he sent the ship off and he's just dusting his hands off, and Superman's like, "What did you just fire into space, Bruce?" And he's like, "No, nothing. Nothing."
Yeah. So, a pink baby. I don't know.
Don't worry, I sent it with a lot of food, okay?
Yeah, I think
and a
as long as Kirby
like,
doesn't
monster,
show off,
like,
show
yeah,
up.
What kind of a monster would send a baby into space, Superman?
Right. So as long as Kirby doesn't show up pissed off, I think that'll work.
Yeah, yeah, and again, Mogo, supervision, plus potentially if he's around the Green Lantern Corps, for as long as the Green Lantern Corps exists, they could just pop by every once in a while and be like, "Here's some more food, kid." You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Just it's. I feel like it's like a general maintenance thing. It would be good.
And they just hold on to him like the Hulk or something, and just release him when something goes wrong. Just, have at it.
It's like when there's a planet of entirely bad guys. Just like here you got. We send Kirby.
Yeah,
I like it. All right, so we've answered the prison and the fight. So. Recommended readings. Garrett, do you have one? Recommend a Kirby thing, since you're a Kirby expert.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I'd play... play Kirby's Epic Yarn. It came out for the Wii originally, but they just released it for a remake on the Nintendo 3DS. So try that out. It's cute and it's fun, and he's made out of yarn in that one, and it's adorable.
Cool. I will do that. Alex, what's your recommended reading?
So I couldn't find. I was hoping that there would be some sort of like a Batman meets Nintendo comic, but I couldn't find one. But in the end, I stumbled upon this YouTube video where it's Stewie Griffin and Batman versus Kirby and Bender the Robot in what looks like a sort of
what?
Made-up fighting game thing. And it's very funny because I turned it on and I was like, maybe this will give me some ideas. And it's just they just start shouting in what sounds like Japanese and just go to town on each other, fighting-wise. So I would recommend
Oh my
this.
God. I am going to watch this.
I'll link that below for anybody that wants to watch it.
This is awesome.
I could never get past like the first like 30 seconds.
fair enough. So my recommended reading is related to back when we thought that maybe Kirby was going to be a Robin.
Okay.
Because I thought of the episode of Batman or the New Adventures of Batman or whatever it's called. Which is basically season 4 of Batman the Animated Series, in which Batman episode 2, I believe, is called Sins of the Father, and it's where Batman recruits Tim Drake as a Robin. So,
oh, nice.
That was a good tie-in.
Sounds good.
I would love to see Kirby in a Robin outfit.
That would be good.
Cute. Someone's definitely
somebody could do that.
If someone listening to this can do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you have the talent, somebody listening, send it in. And that's a good segue into our social media. So if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to get in touch with us, Batman vs. the World, or pavemedia.net/Batman vs. the World/. There we go. That's all the things. All of our social media is on there, all our episodes, all the platforms that we're up on. Not all our episodes, but all the platforms that have all our episodes. And so you can check that out. Garrett, where can people find you?
Well, I mean, if you're fans of Dante, you already know I'm guest frequently and a co-host of Let's Get Contextual. So that's Woo! Also a part of pavemedia.net. So check that out. I also run a video game podcast called The Bootleg Shanty. Check us out. We do Let's Plays on YouTube as well. So come say hi.
You did an amazing video game taste test. That was awesome. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. I had a blast with that.
that was great.
It was fun editing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll link that below as well. But, check all of those out. And we did not discuss an enemy for next week. That's our fault. But coming next week, I'm sure it's going to be a good one. Check it out. And we will see you then. So until then, Batman versus someone next week.
Has the Caped Crusader finally met his match? How will he defeat this newfound foe? Tune in next week to find out. Same bat time, same bat podcast.